Hello.
Hey, this is Debbie with Emergency Roadside. We got disconnected.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize about that.
That's fine.
Okay, so the membership number is 65-697-371404.
Okay. And for security reasons, can you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 8708 Las Vegas Court, apartment 1414, Fort Worth, Texas, 76116.
Okay, thank you. And which vehicle are you calling about today? It looks like you have two on you.
The red Cadillac.
Cadillac, okay. Yes, is that a 2015?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's going on with the vehicle today?
I had a blowout on my tire, and it's not a regular tire. It has a rim, so I have to get it taken to the rim shop, you know, because I can't just put. I probably could put a on there, but I feel like it's actually two tires. To be honest, I kind of messed it up a little bit.
Okay. And which tire is it that's bad on the car?
It's the left, the two front. The front one is just flat, but the other one is I kind of messed up the rim. But it's the two front.
Okay. So you need a tow service. And is that vehicle, is it an all-wheel drive or a front or rear-wheel drive?
I believe it's an all-wheel drive. But to be completely honest, I can't. I'm just assuming. I don't know.
Okay. And does it shift out of park into neutral?
If I have the keys. Do you want... Well, because that's why I asked you if I needed to be here while it's being towed.
Oh, because of the keys?
Right.
Yeah, they would rather that you leave the keys even if you're going to, if you're not going to be there. Well, yes. Usually they hide them somewhere in the car and then we'll let the driver know where they're at.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go grab the keys. That way I can leave them.
Okay.
That way they can do whatever it is they need to do.
Okay, that's fine. Just need to let me know whenever where you're going to put them at so I can let the driver know.
Right. Let me go ahead and start while we're on the phone. I'm going to go grab the keys.
Okay. There's three things that, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, there's three things that I'm going to need to let you know about an unattended tow. One, which I already told you, you need to leave the key and they need to be able to have access to it. So you need to leave the door unlocked. Or if you don't leave it unlocked, you need to leave it outside where they can reach it, like in the gas tank or...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Something like that. And then the other thing is we have a verbal liability that if you leave your car unattended and something would happen to it before... the tow truck driver would get there, then we would not be liable for any like vandalism or damages to the vehicle.
Okay. Only thing is the car's really low. So is there any way they could get like a flatbed instead of like picking it up from the front?
Yeah. I already set it up for a flatbed because you had two bad tires. So
cause it's just two fronts. Well, I don't know how the tow truck works, but I feel like if they pick it up from the front, it might damage the, like, bumper and all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I set it up. I went ahead and set it up for a flatbed because you had two tires in the front that were bad, so.
Cool. Awesome.
All right. And then I need to know where the vehicle is sitting at.
Is there any way, I just left it there. Oh, let me turn around. It's on the side of the, hold on. Is there any way that I could send you, it's because it's not like in a, It's not like in front. Do I just give you like the house it like by? Can I give you the
yeah, anything that any address of something that's like close, like you're right in front of.
Okay.
And I can give that address, and then I just leave the provider a note and let them know that that's not actually where you're at, but you're, that's the closest address that you we had to okay. find okay. The, find you.
Okay.
So.
Oh, good thing you said that right. I was going to go get the key, but I better go get this right quick. Get the
address. Okay.
Shoot, I just locked it again.
Mm.
Okay. Okay, so I'm assuming the best address would be... Let me find her. Okay, I'll get this up here. Wow, none of these freaking have the numbers on the house. That's weird.
Yeah, some of them are like that.
Okay, so one of this one is 3861. Oh, look, let's do this. 2300 Jasper.
2300 Jasper, okay.
1 second, please don't hang up, okay?
All right, you're good.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I left a note for the provider so they would know that that was the closest address to where you're located. And I need to know where you're wanting to take the vehicle, to your home address or to a shop or...
Yes, I'm gonna have it taken to the tire shop to where I can get it, you know,
okay.
Going everything repaired. The address to that is 5643 Roof Snow Drive, North Richland Hills, Texas, 76180.
You said roof drive?
R-U-F-E space S-N-O-W space drive.
Okay, thank you. Do you guys get snow in Dallas?
We did a few times, I think in February, but it's not like very normal for us, but we get it a few times a year. Maybe like two or three times, you know, for us it's like all spectacular, but you know, because we don't get it as often as other counties or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, we get it. We don't get like the pretty snow, like the flurries. We get like the sleet, the wet, like, you know, to where you can't go outside and drive because the roads are dangerous, you know?
It's not
like the pretty lovely snow where you can play outside. If you want our type of snow, you walk outside and you're going to slip because the floors are like that sleet, that black ice type.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I used to live in Illinois, so I get it. Okay, it says that your coverage amount is for $50. I'm trying to see. So you probably are going to have some kind of an out-of-pocket expense.
Okay.
But I will let you know what it is before I go ahead and set it up for you. Okay. It looks like you have a 10-mile tow. Does that sound right?
I don't know. Hopefully where it needs to go is not 10 miles. Maybe a little, it'd probably be just about, let me Google it. Okay, cool. It's only where I'm at, it's only 5 miles away.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
okay.
It's actually 8 miles away.
Eight. Okay. All right. I'm going to reach out to you. I can get to assist you with this. And then I will let you know what I find out before I go ahead and set it up as far as what your out-of-pocket expense would be.
Okay.
All right. And I already have your number right because I had to call you back. So I know I've got that right. Okay. All right. I will. Anything else I can help you with right now?
Where do you think I should leave the key? Should I leave the whole keys or just leave it unlocked? What do you recommend?
Well, how does your car put your car into neutral? How does that work? Do you just have to have the key in there, or can you? How does that?
I never really tried it, but he's about to bring me the keys right now, so I could kind of. He's probably gonna get here in a few minutes, and I could. I mean, I don't, it's because my car, it's kind of an expensive car. I mean, it's not an expensive car, but it has a lot of, like, you know, rims. And I feel like if I leave it open, it could get stolen.
Yeah. I don't know a lot of people leave theirs in the gas tank, but I don't know if your gas tank has to be flipped from the inside.
How long do you think it'll take them to get here?
It'll be within a couple hours.
I think I'll just go ahead. I'll leave the keys I'm gonna leave the remote inside a little side. There's I have a floor mat, and on the floor mat there's a little pocket, and I'm gonna leave the key inside that little pocket.
Okay.
He'll be in the driver's side. He'll know what I'm talking about when he opens the door.
Okay. All right. I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
With the information and see what I can find out for you.
Okay, thank you very much. I really
appreciate it. You're welcome. Thanks. I'll talk to you.